Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communications Supervisor for the district, and you are listening to episode 3 this week. Today our guest is Miss Miranda Warner. She is the choir director at Grant Middle School. We talked last episode about the music program at the high school level, but this week we are going to discuss the benefits of students getting involved with the music program at an earlier stage. How are you doing today, Mrs. Warner?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So with each episode, I like to start by asking each of our guests to talk about their journey to their current position within Marion City Schools. So if you could, talk a little bit about your professional journey into music education and directing.
Sure. So this is my first year teaching. I graduated in May from Xavier University in Cincinnati. I'm from South Columbus. I graduated from Grove City High School. I've always loved music from a very young age, and by the time I got to high school, I really found my love for leadership and mentorship, which translated into finding my calling in education. I interned for the Cincinnati Youth Choir in college for 3 years and spent 2 years with the middle school age students. And that's where I really realized this is the age group that I love to teach.
So that kind of love for music, and obviously you've been in music for a long time, been involved with it. So how did that kind of start for you?
I really can't pin down an exact moment, but it really seems like music has always been there for me, you know? It's always spoken to me. I sang at church at a very young age, and the first time I joined a choir was in fourth grade. And since then, especially choral music has always been something I've been drawn to, and I've always felt at home as a part of a choir.
So talk a little bit more about some of the activities or musical ensembles or musicals that you've been involved in as a student, and then kind of let me know what was your favorite.
Sure. I participated in choirs every year between that fourth grade choir and up until 2020 when COVID cut my junior year of college short. I was really, really busy, as especially a high school student, and I wanted to soak up as much music as possible. So most years I was in multiple choirs, spending about half of my day in the choir room. In high school, I also participated in musicals and plays and held leadership positions in my high school show choir. And show choir became a huge passion of mine. I would say show choir became my favorite memory and one of my favorite pastimes that I look back on.
You mentioned you liked show choir and participating with show choir. So did you do any competitive aspects with that?
Yeah, so my group in high school, we were called Grove City Touch of Class, and we actually competed at Harding's Sensational, I think every year that I was in it.
Awesome. So you also mentioned that this was your first year of teaching.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about how this year has been for you. This is obviously a strange year to begin your first year teaching with COVID. So just talk about that experience a little bit.
Yeah, I think strange is a good word. It's kind of a roller coaster every day, but my colleagues have been very supportive, and that's the thing that I love the best about this is I don't feel alone. I'm working with a co-teacher. I feel very supported, and a lot of people are saying, oh, this is your first year. What a year to start. So that makes me think, okay, I'm going to get better at things, and hopefully things in general will get better.
Exactly. So what are the, let's talk a little bit about the curriculum itself here at the middle school level, and just kind of talk about some of the curriculum here and specifically for choir, how the students can get involved with that.
Sure. So almost every sixth grade student at Grant has the opportunity to take a 9-week course with Mr. Ford, who's my co-teacher, and I. And we call it Introduction to Choir. We give these students a taste of what being in choir is like, but our goal ultimately is to give them some musical skills and foundation and help them find a love for music. Something that Mr. Ford and I talked about a lot is that a lot of students don't know how to talk about music with musical vocabulary. So that's something that we've really been focusing on. We've kind of been trying to stray away from students just saying, oh, I like this song because I like it. And sometimes that's the answers we get. So we want them to dig deep and say, why do you like it? What are the specific things that make you like it? In seventh and eighth grade, students get to elect to be in choir, and it's a full year course. And these classes give concerts and participate in the OMEA state adjudication, so sometimes called contest. We also are planning on going to a festival in Cedar Point where we get to perform our songs, and then the kids get to have the rest of the day at the theme park.
On our last podcast episode, we talked about music at the high school level and what students are able to do to get involved. So what can you say are some of the benefits to these students getting started early in middle school?
So I like to liken it to learning a foreign language. People always say the younger you are when you learn it, the more you'll retain it and the better you'll be at it. So the earlier kids are exposed to any type of music, the better. This is why music education in elementary schools, I believe, is so important. Just getting kids to make sound with their mouths, or making sounds on an instrument, finding a steady beat is something that is a very foundational skill. Also matching pitch. So by the time kids get to middle school, those foundational skills often inform how challenging or how easy it is for kids to pick up music when we are trying to teach them repertoire to perform. So Mr. Ford and I work to solidify those musicianship qualities within our sixth graders, with the hopes that by the time they get to our seventh and eighth grade choirs and then go on to Jamie in the high school, we're creating a successful choir program, but we're also creating a really good foundation to build Marion's music program on it also.
So tell me a little bit about what are some of the biggest challenges with teaching music at the middle school level. And I know you said this is your first year, so I'm very curious to hear this answer.
Oh yeah. So I think one of the biggest challenges is inevitable and biological, and that is that our students are going through a major biological change. So especially our guys, they come in and their voices sound one way one day, and then the next day it sounds a little different. Especially between like the ages 11 and 13, their voices are different every day, just because they're growing. So our job is to teach them healthy singing, prepare them for concerts, and make them into young musicians. It can be really challenging at some times, especially when you can't really predict what's gonna happen, but it's something neither I or the student have control of, so we just have to go with the flow. There's a lot of research and materials available for working with singers who are changing voices, which is something that I find super fascinating when I was going through my education. And that's part of why I like teaching middle school age singers, because it does come with that challenge and it helps me. I have to find creative ways to work around it. Another thing that I find is also a benefit of choir is middle school is a time where kids can be very insecure. You're really figuring out who you are. And what I really try to instill in my students is making mistakes is okay. It's the way that you come back from those mistakes or correct those mistakes that really count. And I want them to be able to put forth their best effort without fear of being judged or anything like that. And I always tell my students, like, make a mistake loud and proud and fix it next time. I really want to instill confidence in them and teach them how to be confident, even if it's faking it sometimes. Like, I fake it sometimes, you know? And I think music really has a way of teaching kids to be secure in their own abilities, and confidence can come from that.
So now that you brought it up, I'm kind of curious. So for those students that you talked about, you know, their voice might sound one way one day, mm-hmm. and a different the next. You said you did a lot of study in that in school. So what are some of the creative avenues or tips that you have given to kids who are experiencing that?
Yeah. Most of the time it can be really detrimental on their self-esteem, especially for a guy who's maybe the two people next to him are singing really low and his voice is unchanged and he has a higher voice. So something that I like to talk about the very beginning of school is that all of our voices are on some type of journey. Like, your singing voice doesn't really settle down until, or like settle into what it's going to be forever until you're about 25. So I was like, guys, mine isn't even settled, you know? So making sure that they are not laughing at one another, are not, making sure that they're always supporting one another despite anything that weird that might happen. The weirdness is what I love, and I feel like I have to encourage them to embrace the weird and the mistakes and things. Specific techniques is just getting them to try to figure out how their voice works and what certain things feel like. What does it feel like when I sing high? What does it feel like when I sing low? What are the things that I have to do to make my voice make this sound? And it's just a lot of vocal exploration that they have to do to figure out. I mean, that's how most singers figure out how to sing. All of our bodies are different, and the voice is such a personal instrument, and it's very personal sometimes to hear critiques of your voice. So we make sure that we emphasize, like, your voice is something sometimes you don't have control of it, and you just have to work with what you got.
I know you have a choir concert coming up soon, so tell us a little bit about that, and tell us also what the audience can expect sort of during the show.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. This concert is coming up November 18th at 7:30, and it'll be in the Grant Main Gym. We have 5 pieces that our 7th and 8th graders will be performing. We've decided to do a combined choir instead of splitting them up. This will be Grant's first choir performance since 2019. They did the 2019 fall concert, and that was it. So we are super excited to see a lot of people in the audience. We have we have 5 pieces, and they're very different from one another. We wanted to expose our students to different types of music. So we have a gospel piece, we have a really lyrical, slow, beautiful folk song, and we have a very upbeat song that's in Spanish. That hopefully will have the audience moving around in their seats.
And the choir concert, is that free to the public?
Yep, it's free to attend.
Great, so hopefully we have a good turnout.
Yeah, I would love that.
Besides the choir concert, what other upcoming activities should everyone be aware of?
So the next big thing for Grant, I am actually directing the middle school musical. And I've had students who are so excited. I think since the first day of school, they're asking me, are we doing a musical this year? What's it gonna be? And I have kids coming up, they're like, oh, did I miss it yet? And I'm like, relax. We're doing our auditions in December. The show will be March 11th through the 13th, and we'll be doing that at Harding. The choir, we have our concert, and then we're just gonna settle out the rest of the semester, learning some music just in the classroom. And then in the next, after the new year, we'll be learning some new music, getting ready for our state adjudication and our next concert, which is in May.
So you mentioned the musical, and the musical will be in the spring?
Yes, in March.
So what is the musical that you're going to be doing?
We will be doing Annie Jr. this year.
So how did you decide to pick that? I'm always fascinated how the directors decide which musical to pick.
Sure. So in general, it's something that I've always loved Annie. I grew up watching the old production of it, the movie. And this will be the first musical that I'm directing. So I really wanted something that I was familiar with and something that I would feel successful with. I also wanted to take into consideration the students that I already know are interested. And most of our students that are in choir and in music classes are girls, and Annie Jr. has a large girl cast. They have some great roles for guys as well, but I wanted to really look at what I got, the people that I have in front of me, and how we can make it work. I also think it's just such a fun show. It's not super upbeat the whole time, it's not super serious. I think it'll work well for the middle school age.
And for you, so this will be the first musical that you've directed?
Yes.
So I guess tell me a little bit about how excited you are for that, which I'm sure you're super excited to start. And then talk a little bit about you know, are you nervous about this and trying to figure out exactly how you want to do it, that kind
of
stuff?
Oh, of course I'm nervous, for sure. I mean, they've done such a great job with the shows in the past, so I really want to keep up that tradition. I think I am nervous, but I know that I have the support. You know, Jamie Rollins has been very helpful to me, and Ann Schertzer, our previous director, has reached out to me and been so helpful to me. I am nervous, but I feel like I have resources and support for me to get through it and to put on a really good show.
I've had a really great time today learning about our music program on the middle school level. It's great to have both of those aspects, both from middle school and then moving into high school. So is there any final thoughts from you on just the music program at the middle school level and kind of what you want to see moving forward?
Sure. I would love to see, honestly, more students in our classroom. So if anybody listening has a seventh or eighth grader that you think might be interested, tell them to run down to their counselor and join us when the classes change in January.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be a guest on the podcast this week. I think we learned a lot about the benefits to the students starting early in music and the opportunities that that can open up for them down the road. So thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode, but we will be back in a couple weeks with episode 4, where we will move into the elementary level and speak with McKinley principal Julie Kinney to learn what our youngest students are up to so far this year. Until then, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.